I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Insta Ballet is a creation of two dancers from the Eugene Ballet Company, Suzanne Haig and Antonio Anacon. It features the creation and instant performance of a ballet based on audience instructions. The next Insta Ballet performance will be at Oregon Contemporary Theater on August 1st, part of the month-long Create Eugene series of workshops and a First Friday Art Walk. Antonio Anacon is here with me in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming in.
Nice having you, me here.
Well, give us a more specific description of the process of creating such an instant ballet.
It's an audience-driven ballet. We try to take every idea possible and turn it into movement. We have two jars to get the audience started. The audience can pull from a jar, from the phrase jar, a few pieces of paper, which says maybe the arm phrase or the jump phrase, or the traveling phrase, and the audience can tweak it from there. They can say, oh, do this phrase, but maybe do it backwards, or do it with one arm, or I want you to do it with one leg. If the audience is stumped, we also have an idea jumpstart jar, which is pretty much the same thing, where if they pull a piece of paper, it says, how about the girl partner guy, or change the tempo, or dance like a blank. It could be an animal or a tree. Or also mimic a household chore.
What happens if the audience gives you instructions that really don't work in the language of dance?
Well, we try to do as much as we possibly can. We try to pull out the feats. We try to turn the audience ideas into movement.
Is it true that children and adults would have different ways of seeing dance and therefore give you different instructions?
Oh, yes. We found that children they would go right at it. They were the ones who would start the ballets. They would provide the jumpstart energy. When the children are involved, I feel the adults are a little bit more loose and relaxed, and all of a sudden they want to participate and their ideas come out. And there's a challenge between the audience members of whose ideas gets to be put in this choreography. Some of the times we can't use everything. We try to pick and choose, or we let the audience debate which we should use, or maybe we can add them together to combine the ideas.
Dance is a language, and those of us who are not dancers don't know the subtleties of this language. We would probably naively ask questions or bring instructions that aren't appropriate, and yet you would get ideas about dance that you might not have considered from the audience. Has that been the case?
Oh, many times. We've never known where we could turn a hula-hooping penguin into a dance move.
So what do you think you've learned about dance so far in the creation of these instant ballets?
Oh, anything is possible in dance. It's just dance is another language. The more you study, the more you're able to output more and grow more.
There's clearly a connection in some form to Twitter and other social media. How does this dance form relate to social media?
We notice with technology nowadays, everything is instant. You get your photos instant. You can talk to your family instantly. You can watch a video online instantly. We wanted to create a ballet where it was now. The first idea was to have the audience members come to our rehearsals so they can see how everything is created, but we decided to take it a step further and have them become the choreographers.
And when these things are done, do they have a name? Do they have a theme? What kind of things have emerged out of the first Insta Ballets that you've created?
We do go into it with themes. Our first Insta Ballet, the theme was spring. Our second Insta Ballet was more of a narrative. Our third Insta Ballet, it was just all about movement and ideas.
Do you have a theme for this upcoming Friday's performance?
Yes, pulse and drive. The music is very pulsing and driving. There's a beat to it where it's just relentless. It doesn't stop.
So is there anything then for people who are going to come down and experience this that you'd like them to be thinking about or feeling?
Pull ideas from everyday life that surrounds you. Going back to the theme of the pulse and the drive, listen to your heartbeat. It's always moving. Let your heart move you. And if you have an idea that comes from the heart, we'll try to put that into choreography.
And life every day, it is a dance too, isn't it?
Oh, yes, definitely. Whether there's music or not, there's still a drive.
Well, thank you so much for bringing grace to that everyday dance and to creating this new form.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me here.
Antonio Anacon, one of the creators of Insta Ballet, along with Suzanne Haig. Their next instant ballet creation will happen on Friday, August 1st at Oregon Contemporary Theater. from 5 to 8 p.m. with an 8 p.m. performance immediately following the three-hour creation process. The Insta Ballet is part of Create Eugene, a month-long celebration of the arts that includes over 100 workshops in the month of August, also part of First Friday Art Walk. For more on Insta Ballet, see Insta Ballet on Facebook or on YouTube or their Indiegogo funding campaign. Also see Create Eugene's website at createeugene.com for complete information on this workshop and 100 others. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.